Jack and Jill here.
Hey.
Welcome to the Jack and Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about when it's appropriate and when it's not to walk into the bank.
Preferably not armed. Preferably.
What?
Just kidding. Not with it. No, I'm just joking.
It'd be great if you could just rob banks.
Remember that show? I loved it. Jumpers? Was it Jumpers? Was it a show?
Yeah, it's called Jumper.
Thank you.
It was a movie.
He could jump into... That's what he would do. Jump into the bank, fill up his backpack, and leave.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
And you could do it, like, from here to France and then back.
Exactly. I love it. They couldn't do it in different time periods, though, right? It was, like, still
current
day.
There's all different variations, so, but the one that I find most interesting is there is a limit. You can only jump to a place that you've already been.
Oh.
So I think that kind of limits the writer in a good way. So you actually have to have a story.
Very interesting.
So he had to fly to France, and like he took this girl to France and Italy, and it was all under the guise of doing a recon. He didn't tell her.
Okay. I remember a little bit about that. That was fun.
Really good movie. I've seen it a couple times now.
Has nothing to do with our topic today, but...
Before we talk about absolutely nothing that can help you,
let's
take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Because this is good information.
This right here.
This will help you. Okay. Roscoe P. asks, is that really their name?
Yeah.
Okay. Roscoe P. says, hi all. I'm relatively new, but I have a couple of questions. I sent my first mailer and bought 5 properties off of it. This is great.
Good stuff.
Can I share all this stuff?
I would leave the county name out.
Okay. 2.5 acres in Blank County, Arizona. I purchased them for $525 each. I sold one for $2,000 cash, but I have not had luck selling the other 4. I've had them online for about 3 months, Craigslist and LandWatch. I hope he has them in other places too.
Me too.
Lowest price comps on LandWatch are $1,100. I have mine at $1,100 cash or $1,500 on terms with $99 down and $99 a month for 15 months. It's a low terms deal, but I still turn $500 in acquisition into $1,500 in a little over a year. This is good.
Good stuff.
Hardly see that kind of return in the stock market.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm kind of astonished that they didn't sell immediately at that price. They all have dirt road access. Basically, my entire model is to buy cheap properties and sell them on terms. I'll take cash if offered, but I'm mostly wanting to do terms deals. I sent another mailer, and I'm about to buy another 5 parcels so far in another Arizona county. My question is, how long is the average sale time? Should I be doing anything differently? My website is blank.
You can say it.
Okay, landwhip.com. If you would like to give constructive criticism on anything, I could do better. I'm slightly worried about jumping in too deep and the property's not selling. I have plenty of capital. Should I just keep buying property, increasing my pipeline, and letting the sales side work itself out? I would feel much better if these would sell and I could have 4 people paying me monthly. Any input would be greatly appreciated. Advice in general, etc.
This is a great question.
Yep.
Thank you for providing, wording the question properly. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the examples. We gave you all the information. You know, what should I do differently?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the very short answer, and it'll solve the whole problem. Make yourself, and you started doing it here in this forum, make yourself available, make these deals available to everybody else in this community. That's one of the great things about the Land Academy community and the Land Investors website. Is that there's people that'll probably have buyers and stuff right now. You can do deals with other people in this community.
That's true.
And you're really missing the boat by not posting it on LandPin. So I don't know if you're a member, Roscoe, or not, but you get free access to LandPin.
Mm-hmm. Poster for so much traffic. It's awesome.
And LandPin is a community of only our people. With very few exceptions.
I have something else I was going to say about this too. So there's a couple things that I don't know without digging deeper. Like Jack just said, you know, the beauty about LandPin is if you use LandPin as your template, you know you have all the pertinent information that you need. So I can't see your posting right now to say, make sure that, do you have the elevation in there? I mean, all the little details that people might ask and want to know about the property, how good your description is. I don't know that. It's not rocket science. You don't need to, you know, be a an English major and write those kind of descriptions, right. But you need to accurately say what it is and say some of the nice things in the area.
Hopefully
you know.
The pictures are real good.
Exactly. That kind of thing. So if you follow all that, that's good. Here's one of the beauties about our community, by the way, and it's not just us because everybody can use this. If you go through us, we can help you set up to take credit card payments for this.
You have to take credit card payments.
And you want to do that, especially if you're building up and do a lot of cash things. The last thing you want to be doing is sending out invoices to people every month to get them to pay, and then they have to go in and actively do something. So you want to make sure. So I want, this is like one missing thing that might really help you. Set that up now.
This will change your life.
Yep.
So, go to Land Invest. We'll go, yep. Are you going to tell them how, Joe?
That's what I was going to say. You go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So on landinvestors.com, right on the front page, does it just say Jill Pay? Click here.
Yeah, it says Jill Pay, take credit cards. You'll see it. It's on the right side.
Yeah, click on that. There's a link to give you all the information that you need to go through our credit card processor. And this is like game changing.
Yeah.
This took us 2 years to get set up for not just us, for everybody here, and everyone, I mean, any kind of prop, these people, we finally found a credit card processor who, it's a true processor. It's not like going through somebody else. Someone who understands our product type and is willing to do credit card payments for even stuff like this.
For land.
And it's huge, whether it's a cash credit card payment or it's a terms credit card payment. And you can get your people set up on autopay and they don't have to think about it. And then when you do that, by the way, broadcast the heck out of that. Because when someone looks at your thing and they see, I just put on a credit card here, it's going to be charged $99 right now, and then $99 a month for the next 15 months or whatever months you had said. It's nice and easy and click and done.
I want you to do two other things. Consider selling one of these assets on eBay. That jumpstarts a lot.
That's a good idea.
A great advertising. It's expensive. It's going to cost $90 to post it on an auction. Consider that. And number two, more importantly, you already purchased the data before you sent the mailer out in this county. Look at that data. It's not going to cost you a dollar. And you're going to see that in the same subdivision or in the same county, there's a couple of people who own properties, like 1,000 properties or maybe more. There's probably 5 to 10 pretty substantial asset holders. Find those people and call them and say, hey, you want a couple more?
Mm-hmm.
I'll cut you a smoking deal if you buy all of them for cash right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jill and I do this all the time, even at this point in our career, to find new buyers. And this is how we find buyers for houses. We pull the data for Scottsdale, Arizona, and we see that there's probably 10 people that own a ton of houses there. They're landlords or they're house flippers or both.
Right.
That's who our buyers are.
No secret. And the thing is, too, I would even say, let's start building up. If this is the only property he has, I want to start building up your inventory, you know. Don't get hung up on these properties. Go keep moving forward and roll them into your inventory with, now you're going to do these, and now you're going to add these in. You just said that you're okay with your acquisition funds. I want to diversify your stuff. And before you know it, you're going to turn around. Someone's going to go, oh, look, someone checked out and bought that one. Cool.
That's right. And then you want social media. You need to post this. There are like, I don't know, 20 groups of land buyers, asset buyers on Facebook alone.
Tons.
You got to hit those hard.
There's a lot more than 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a ton of people out there. So, yeah. And that's part of like what we talked about on the show yesterday about putting things into a system. Your marketing needs to be 10 things.
Right.
I mean, you need to
so
you need to be going, okay, put on Land Pin first, done. Now put it on Land Watch, done. Put it on here, done. There, done. And then maybe once a week, and this is a perfect thing for a VA, by the way. If you want to have a VA go in and blast it in social media once a week on every Friday, that'll cost you maybe $20 a month. You know, you could do that.
The system that we're operating in this country, this MLS real estate agent system, is ancient. And it's being propped up falsely by groups in Washington, D.C., advocate groups, to continue it. It's inefficient, and it's expensive, and it's a house of cards, in my opinion. But, you know, one of the problem with that is, and when you really look at it, is we're all exposed to the concept of get a piece of property and post it for sale on the MLS and let the agent do the work.
Right.
And we're just going to go about our lives. Well, we don't do that with anything else, right? If you have a garage sale, you post signs all over the place. You do all kinds of things. You put it in the paper or wherever you do it.
Craigslist.
Facebook.
You
hustle.
Yeah.
The short of it is you hustle. For some reason, and I'm not picking on you, Roscoe, it's everybody does it. they buy a piece of property, you post it on the internet, and you think it's going to sell.
Right, you just sit back.
That's just not how it works.
Yeah.
It's just not the most successful people in our group. Hustle.
You need to be driving traffic to your site. And this is the thing. This is what's happening with, like, Land Watch. We are personally, and then because of the properties and everything, driving a lot of traffic there. Your site's not getting a lot of traffic right now because there's only those five properties, potentially. So you need to get it out there more.
Exactly, Jill.
Thank you.
You need to get it out there more. Well said. I agree.
Are you picking on me?
No, I think sometimes the most beneficial advice, or, you know, is the simplest.
Okay. Like, thanks a lot.
That's stupid advice, Jill. Thanks. Okay. Why would I ever say that?
I am happy to lend stupid advice all day long.
When would I ever say something like that?
Well,
have we met?
Jack, I never know what you're going to say. So I have to be prepared for anything and everything. So that's what that was.
That was like a preemptive defense thing?
Totally. Because I don't know what's coming. You know, seriously.
Today's topic, when you should walk into the bank and when you shouldn't. This is the meat of the show. And here's the short answer. Never. You should never walk into the bank. But if you have to, the bank is a bigger, larger, it's not necessarily just the bank. It's all the things that you need to cut out of what's going on in your operation that's slowing you down.
You know what's funny?
You have to get a cashier's check if you're going to close a deal, the way we do it anyway. You got to find somebody else to do that. You got to find a notary every single time. Do you want to do that, or should somebody else be doing that? So that's really what this topic is about for me. I don't think you should ever really walk into the bank except once to set the whole thing up. And even then, I think you can do that online. Should be constantly looking for ways to outsource the stuff that can be outsourced as cheaply as possible and consistent. We can end the show.
Okay. No, you know what I was going to say was funny is it used to be...
talk about something else.
No, it used to be the bank, like they wanted the transactions to be quick and efficient because there was a long line. It was, you know, it was almost like impersonal. Next. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I miss that. I wish we would go back to that because now it's like every event going to the bank is an ordeal. Mm-hmm. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know about what kind of business do you have? And what is this? What is that? I'm like, so obviously somewhere from the top down told them to talk to us. And I personally don't like it. There's too much chatter and it's taken too long. Maybe, I just thought of this, maybe the goal is by making the trip into the bank so darn painful, we'll use online banking. then it was right. So if that's the top down strategy, B of A, then you did everything right. Punish your customers by holding them up, making them late for everything they need to be doing, talking their ears off about stupid stuff, asking them silly questions about their business. I'm only know because this is what happens to us. And I'm like, oh, and then every time I go in,
listen
there,
to this rant.
Right?
This is awesome.
Jeez, because it just happened to me. I'm like, well,
take it out on our customers.
Every
right
time
now. You're punishing our listeners.
We have to review every single detail about the account. Is this still the phone number? Well, why don't you call it and I'll answer and we'll find out together. You know?
But actually, that upselling
it's
piece
painful.
Really annoys me. Looks like you have a lot of money in this account,
here we
Mr.
go.
Butella. Have you considered payroll?
I have something funny to say.
No, you idiot. We have 19 payrolls right now.
Exactly. We can help you with our whatever business services.
Since when do they start hiring 12-year-olds?
I know. So this was so funny because I love this. Speaking of 12-year-olds, so I go up to the bank to get a cashier. This is like a while back, and I was getting something, a check, I'm sure. And anyway, the teller they pulled up, and there's two accounts linked together, and one has substantially more money than the other account. So as I'm talking to them, they're going, okay, so you want it out of I said, hi, I want to take X amount of money. I said, out of the bigger account. And they said, they're both big. And it was funny because I look at one as the main like Mac Daddy account.
Yeah.
And then one's like, yeah, it's just operating stuff, you know, kind of thing. And they went, no, they're both big. Like, okay. I thought that was cool.
Everything's relative, I guess.
It's true. Because to them,
yeah,
that was a lot.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, got it. So I think it's a good thing. Like, yeah, like you said, when you have to, a good thing to go to the bank is opening up a business account. That's like, yay, I'm moving on, I'm making steps. And you're right, if you can do it online, save yourself.
I'm old enough to remember when ATM, when machines started popping up. So you didn't have to like go to the bank and stand in line on Friday to get cash for the weekend.
Right.
And then.
You are old.
I know. And then the internet, I remember when the banks started getting internet sites you could actually do stuff on.
Yeah.
You know, where you can do wire transfers that way now. Mm-hmm. Used to be you had to fill that paper out.
Oh, yeah. Do you do the text transfers? You can totally text money.
That's
and they don't have to have an
to
account
this.
With your bank. They go in and they go grab it somehow. I don't even
That's know. My point to the show. Cool. You know, aside from the fact that we're trying to be entertaining, there is a solution, not just for the bank, but there's an easier solution to every single thing that you're doing to the point where you should actually be doing nothing except for exactly what makes you successful that you can't replace. That's really my whole point to this. When is it appropriate to walk into the bank? Never. It's never appropriate.
Now I
see. The reason that you do walk into the bank is you're too lazy to put a system together that involves somebody or something, or scale your business up so you can afford a system to not do it.
Brilliant.
And I am just as guilty of this as, you know, I'll go do it again. It's all right. I don't feel like hiring another person.
We do that.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, and like you've talked about, you came up with the thing the other day about the laundry thing. You know, we shouldn't be, when you really take a step back, like you're talking about with business, you could do it with your life too. Should I be doing my own laundry?
Jill and I just hired, for the first time, a person to run our house. And we've had a maid and stuff, but somebody actually
We've tried this
everything.
Once before, but this one's different.
And yeah. I'll tell you, when you really step back at a certain income level, it makes sense to have a $10 or $20, $15 an hour employee do everything you don't want to do in your life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Including manage the kids.
Yeah. Outsource child raising.
Exactly. Did you feed the kid? I don't know.
Military school.
Ask you know who. Okay. There we go.
You've done it again. You've wasted another 20 minutes listening to the Jack Jill Show. Join us tomorrow where we discuss how to be transparent to your customers. They're going to appreciate it. Trust me.
We learned that one. And we answer your question, should you have one, posted on jackjill.com. Please go put something there.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Boy, I can't wait until she starts.
I know. I'm excited. I'm sure you do too, have a laundry list.
I do.
Yeah, of things, not laundry, but
laundry's on there.
Yeah, not doing our laundry, but you know what I mean. So I have nice long list of things for her to go. I need help with this and help with that. Take
when
over
I was
this.
Public accounting. I made so much money that, and I was completely single and had lived in an apartment. I think it cost $500 a month, and I just had no. It was a lot of money coming in. Mm-hmm. And very, very little responsibility. And I had all my laundry done at the dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. They'd come and pick it up. Did you ever do that in your life?
I a little bit. Not, I mean, just like when I'm traveling and stuff like that and long, you know, we've gone and stayed months at a place and just did it like that. But not, I didn't have it in a system. Never in a system like
that. Do you think women have a tough time letting stuff go like that? They kind of justify their existence of...
Some do. Should I say this?
I think you should.
Oh, well, we
this
all
This is the
know.
After show. Nobody listens.
All right.
They all stopped listening a half hour ago.
Okay, good. Yeah, the beginning.
Yeah. They all stopped listening at, this is the Jack Jill Show.
Yeah, click.
Click.
There we go. So, no, we all know those women that, but I have to pick up the kids. Never mind, he's 18 and has a license and everything.
Oh,
you need to
gosh.
Do this stuff. I need to go get Johnny's whatever. He needs a special bread. Come on, we
special
all know.
Special bread.
Seriously, you know this exists.
Special bread?
Yes. Oh, we only drink this coffee. I have to go to this place 3 hours away to get this coffee. That's justifying your existence because you don't want to work or something.
None of us want to work.
True.
That's why we do this show, so
yeah,
we have to work.
But you know what, though?
I'm not arguing with you. You're right.
But, you know, we're lucky.
What is it?
I want to work.
I don't...
Because I get to work on the stuff
specific.
I want to work on. Oh, is it generation specific?
That's what I think.
I don't think so. I think it's... No, it's individual specific. Seriously.
Okay.
Totally.
I don't see that happening in my parents' generation. I don't think anything went on like that.
Oh, I'm sure it did. When they would go to the bakery, they go to the bakery for this and the meat market for this and the special store for this. And then we do this. And then we have to spend all day making the special sauce.
That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
I know. I'm just saying.
I think you're speaking from experience a little.
No, I never did that. My mom didn't do that. No, my mom worked her rear off. I will say that. She worked and managed the home, managed the kids, did it all. And it tires me now thinking about it. Hey, share in the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.